All right, so let's get started on part two of BPD and relationships, of my mini series, I guess. And I apologize for the background noise. I have my dog next to me. He's chilling out with me in the car, sniffing around, exploring. So if you hear some weird snorting, it's him. Anyway, let's get started. This one's gonna be titled BPD and Relationships Abandonment. Now, I'm gonna do a whole other episode on just abandonment. With all my knowledge of it, you know? And we will get right to that after this quick little sponsorship. I'm so sorry for the sponsorship stuff. I know it's annoying. But it'll just be 30 seconds of your time. And it really helps me out, you know? And yeah. So stay tuned. 30 second little sponsorship thing. Alright, so let's get to it. BPD and relationships with abandonment issues. So, I don't know about you, but I recently had this huge self-revelation that the cause of all my problems, the cause of all my BPD and everything, is that fear of abandonment. Everything comes from it. The jealousy, the overprotective kind of possessiveness. And, you know, let's be honest, it kind of is just possessiveness. I don't want to admit that, of course. Possessiveness is a horrible quality. But you know what? That fear of abandonment brings out the worst of us. It brings out our rage. It brings out our jealousy. It brings out every negative quality we have. I don't really need to tell you guys why, like, what it feels like exactly. Well, you know, for the people who don't have BPD and just want to learn about it. So what it feels like is just like an overwhelming, all our feelings are overwhelming and take complete control of us. But this one specifically brings some sort of extra spice to it that just gives us that extreme fear, that extreme just craziness. It feels like we're going crazy. I can't describe it because, you know, it's just very confusing even to me. I can't identify most of my emotions. Most of the time it's just a big muddle. But this fear of abandonment is so intense. You know when you have it. It's just awful. And, you know, the one thing that I find that helps, this is me talking, like, this is what I have found that helps with the fear of abandonment, is actually, I don't see a therapist, okay? My therapist actually didn't want me anymore once I got diagnosed with BPD. Well, like, obviously that's illegal to dump me just for that, but he said he was overwhelmed with patients with COVID and stuff like that. So, yeah. Stigmatism in the medical field with BPD is real, guys. It's horrible, but anyway. I don't see a therapist right now, so have to come up with my own ways. And you know what? DBT actually did not work for me. So this is one thing that I found that actually helped me. And this is where I got my self-revelation that abandonment comes from this. And I thought about my relationship with my ex and everyone else who has abandoned me. And it's just, I don't know. Like, it's so obvious when I think about it, but I didn't realize it until just now, that it's the source of all my problems. And one thing, back to the what helps, is I've been doing videos, actually, just, like, sitting in my car and putting my phone on the steering wheel, balancing it, and videoing me talking to whoever it is, like, my ex, mainly my ex most of the time, or a former friend, or even just a random person, or just me just talking and recording my life. And when I talk about that life, when I realize it, when I express it, is when I think through it. And it's just, it's what brings out, like, hearing it and saying it, it just makes you firmly believe it. And it just, it's like, oh my gosh, wow, okay, that's the problem here. So that's what really helped me, guys. And I realize this is more, like, general abandonment, not really with relationships, but So like today, earlier today, I had a major episode. I was doing that thing and I had a major breakdown, while doing it. Just that self-loathing and hate and regret from that jealousy and possessiveness and, you know, that fear of abandonment. Oh, I could go on and on about how horrible it is. But yeah, I found like that really helps me, is just talking, and I don't review the recordings afterwards, but just like saying, it's like writing in a diary, like, "Dear Libby, today I blah, 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 and this is what happened in the past." And, you know, it's like writing in a diary, but modernized, I guess. And I guess you could do like voice memos as well and stuff, but I find that videos help me the most. It takes up a lot of space on my phone, but you know, whatever. That's what helped me the most. And, you know, I'm not in a relationship right now, so I can't say exactly what would work to fix it, but I know that if my ex and I were still together, knowing and having this technique and just knowing that everything came from that fear of abandonment and explaining it to them. And you know what? If they leave, fine, good riddance. Maybe they have their own issues, and you know, no judgment. My ex had a lot of issues of herself, and I unfortunately overwhelmed them with all my stuff. And I crossed boundaries, with everything. And, you know, they had, big problems with, possessiveness. So I, you know, my jealousy came out, and, you know, I say I was overprotective, not possessive, but, you know, that could just be me in denial. Anyway, enough about me and my ex. I'm sorry, I did warn you in the first episode that a lot of this comes from my ex. But, if we were in a relationship and I knew, and I acknowledged that I had this and I worked through it, I know most of you guys are probably seeing a therapist or whatever, DBT, CBT, whatever it is, but I found that this technique helps me the most. And it's like, you know, you want to text them all the time, you want to text bomb them, you want to tell them everything, express everything. Well, this is a way to express it to them without actually overwhelming them. Like, you know, paying a therapist to listen to you, fine, that's great, but you know, it doesn't really do the same trick, you know? So yeah, if you're in a relationship right now, you have to communicate. Communication is key. That's another thing I did not have in my relationship. It was just bad communication on both sides. A lot of passive aggression and hints that weren't picked up. So, yeah, communication is key. Just sit down, talk about your problems and your diagnosis and about BPD. And if they are comfortable with it, if you are comfortable with it, explain your past and your trauma and this fear of abandonment, because once they have an understanding of that, they obviously, like, it doesn't excuse your behavior, but it explains it, and they might not look so negatively on it. You know, again, I'm not in a relationship right now, but this is how I perceive it in my mind, you know, my projection of imagination of a world that could have been. If they know that you have this problem, then they can, when it comes out, and sit, they can sit you down and say, hey, and they can reassure you. That's another big thing, reassurance. Oh God, we need so much reassurance. And my ex wasn't willing to give me that reassurance all the time. It really irritated them. But you know what? Again, BPD is a lot. It's not for everyone. It's not necessarily your significant other's fault or a friend's fault. It's just an awful, awful, you know, personality disorder. There's no cure. And it's lonely. We're so lonely because no one really wants us. We're so broken. But you know, we can try to fix, not fix us, but manage it as best as we can. And this is one little technique that I recommend. And, you know, if you are in that relationship, communicate it as much as you can. Because this fear of abandonment, I don't know for you, but for me, it is the source of everything. Not everything. You know, I also have PTSD from some other stuff. And, you know, some other things going on. I have bipolar too, but that's genetic, I think. So is BPD. I don't know. But, you know, that'll be another episode, you guys. So check that out, too. And I hope you guys made it this far into the episode of me just ranting and raving. But, you know, I'm trying to share with you guys, you know, just my experience so far. So, yeah, communicate that fear of abandonment. Maybe there'll be more understanding. All right. I'll see you guys later in another episode. Hopefully it'll be okay. And I'm sorry that these are all long and ranty. I hope you actually learn something and it helps you. I really hope it helps you. I don't want you to make the same mistakes I did. Remember, communication is key, and you have to face your past, and you have to acknowledge it. You have to hear it. You have to think it. You have to say it. You have to realize it with all your senses. I know it sounds weird. Well, obviously you can't taste it or anything, but you know what I mean. It just, you need to process it for it to become more manageable. All right. See you guys. I'll do another episode on just abandonment because there's a lot of coverage I could do for that. And I'm sorry if I'm like stirring my words and kind of out of it. I don't know about you guys, but it's my meds. Gabapentin really makes me loopy. But all right. Peace.